Brigade. We'll start there with their action in the Northwest Senior Cup yesterday, playing Glendermot. I suppose they had it handy enough, really. They set a big score.
A massive score, 312 for 8. Young David Barr, who signed for them this year from Brady, formerly played for Brigade, he got a century yesterday, 116. Glendermot never got anywhere near it, 137 all out. So Brigade winning that local derby by 175 runs. No surprise there.
None at all. Eglinton playing Kelly Clooney, again, relatively easy.
Yeah, Premiership against Championship again, mate, and so it turned out it was a walk in the park. 227 Eglinton, their West Indian professional, just fell five short of a century yesterday. Orion Williams with 95. Kelly Clooney, another reasonable score, 164, but still were 63 runs short.
A walk in the park for Strabane as well against Burndennet. I suppose Burndennet just setting 117 all out as the target.
Yeah, no problem for Strabane. Of course, that was a local derby as well, just a couple of miles apart, those two. 117 was never going to be enough, but young Aaron Gillespie, young, very promising young bowler and cricketer with Strabane, he picked up five wickets for 32 yesterday, and Peter Gillespie got 54 not out in their reply, winning comfortably by 8 wickets.
Donamana set the biggest score of the day, and it was a target that Ardmore just couldn't catch, 315 for 7.
Yeah, big score. A lot of their batsmen performing as well. Andy McBride top scored with 77. And then their professional, Jan Freiling, came in late on, and he had a very quick 66. Just wrestled the game completely away from Ardmore. And other than Paul McDowell and the Ardmore innings, who made 50, the rest of them, 139 all out. So really a big hammer in there by 176 runs.
It was a David and Goliath story, Coleraine against St Johnson. Coleraine winning there, loss of no wickets.
Yeah, 89 just saw St Johnson made a poor batting performance. Coleraine professional, apparently I haven't seen him yet, but he's apparently very good with both bat and ball. Yesterday it was the ball he did the damage with. He took 7 wickets for 10 runs. Absolutely brilliant, but a bowling that. And Coleraine never lost a wicket, 93 for no wicket. Heavy defeat by 10 wickets for St Johnson.
You mentioned last week, didn't you, that one of the Macbeth players for St Johnson had gone to another club. Surely that's a body blow to the like of St Johnson.
Well, it has, mate. It's a young boy, it's Ryan Macbeth, that's joined Brigade. And I think from what I'm gathering, it was the Irish Cricket Union were pushing for that, because his aspirations to maybe go and play for Ireland one day and probably to possibly get into the Warriors side. So he needs to be playing at the Premier, in the Premiership, as opposed to the Championship. Because obviously it's the top grade, and if you're going to get picked for either the Warriors or future for Ireland, you have to be playing as a top grade. So it was inevitable that he was going to move, and probably inevitable that he went to Brigade, because a few St Johnson players in the past have turned out for Brigade. But no, I think they're not happy about it, but they know the reason behind it, and that's a reasonable and valid reason for him leaving.
Yeah, well, you can't hold back, I suppose, progress, but it leaves St Johnson, you know, one good player like that would be a big help.
Oh, absolutely, especially in their bowling, because he's a very talented young bowler, and they're missing him big time, obviously. Even the first few games this season's already shown that, but they'll soldier on. They'll probably bring another one or two young players on. They've got a nucleus of a young side, but they'll be happy enough, mate, in the division they're in, to be honest. They've tried the big time and it didn't work out, so back in the Championship they'll do okay there, I think, and that's where they want to be playing, joining the cricket.
Mm-hmm. I suppose the most exciting game of the day was the match between Brady and Fox Lodge, in a very high scoring game.
Yeah, that was our feature game yesterday. Brady, Fox Lodge batting first, getting a reasonable score, 231. Brian Allen batting very well as the captain, 71 not out, batted nearly through the innings. But it was David Rankin's show there yesterday. He is one of the most talented batsmen in North West cricket for many years now, although he's only 27. He got 101 yesterday. But they lost 8 wickets, so there was a little bit of a sweat later on in that game, and there was only 1.2 overs left, and they got the winning run. So Fox Lodge put up a decent performance, but it's Brady that went through by 2 wickets.
Mm-hmm. Good cup team normally, Brady.
They are indeed, yes, and they're struggling, well, so early days in the league, but they lost heavily to Ardmore last week, so they want to get that victory yesterday and keep their interest in the cup going.
Mm-hmm. The only away victory of the day was Drummond's victory against Bond Glen. I suppose the target wasn't high enough, 178.
No, it wasn't high enough. These two know each other from last season when Drummond were down in that division, so they know all about each other. 178, never looked enough. Drummond only lost the 4 wickets. Comfortable winners there by 6 wickets. So good. After watching Drummond later on in the game with Brigade, the opening day of the season, where they look very ordinary, they'll be delighted, although again it's against the Championship side, that they've got their hat, they're in the hat for the draw for the next round, which is all that they could expect.
And New Buildings playing Ballyspannan. New Buildings, easy victory there.
Yeah, that was the third century on the day there yesterday. Pete Salmon, their professional, who got a lot of runs last year when he was over with New Buildings. 153 scored yesterday out of 302, and Ballyspannan never ever were going to get near that. In fact, they didn't even make 100, all out for 96. So decent side, New Buildings, certainly in the Championship. They'll be challenging for promotion this year.
So could one say no shocks in the cup action yesterday?
No shocks at all, mate. It's all the big boys went through. Probably the only one that might have been a shock, and I thought it would have been a shock, was Fox Lodge. They get close to causing a little bit of a shock by knocking Brady out, but it didn't work out for them. But all the other favourites, if you're doing all favourites yesterday, mate, you would be collecting.
You sure would. You'd probably have got fairly good odds with them all winning.
Well, that's right. Eight winners out of 8 would have been all right now.